Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Limousines, hots and fossils, crazy scene.
205 DGS, happy Monday to you. Hope you guys enjoyed the Halloween show last Friday. We're going to do a little more work on it. Rach is going to do a little more work on it. And we're going to put some video and some more commentary out for you this week. So look for that coming. Rach, you are getting spam calls?
Yeah, and I saw Wheels sent us a screenshot of the tons of spam calls he was getting this weekend. This morning, I was getting a ton of spam calls, but they all had a 618 area code. So I'm like, well, I mean, I guess I'll answer and see what's up. And both times, okay, so the first time it was someone who was claiming to be with AT&T wanting to give me a 30% discount on my bill for the next 3 years.
Should have taken it.
Because I'm such a good customer and I always pay my bill on time. And I was like, great, why don't you send me an email from the official AT&T account and then we'll get the ball rolling. Well, he didn't want to do that, so I hung up on him. Because it wasn't actually AT&T, it's someone trying to like verify my information.
Right.
And get my
stuff.
Your
credit card number? What's
exactly.
Your social security?
Yeah. And then the second one that I answered was obviously an AI woman talking to me and being like, Rachel, but just the way she was talking, the way her tone sounded, I was like, okay, these are AI prompts that are happening. And I ended up, you know, hanging up on them pretty quickly too. But then I was like, oh no. What if they just called me so they could get a sample of my voice and then use that to manipulate the people in my life? And then I thought, well, they have plenty of access to recordings of my voice. So I guess it's best to not worry about it. But I don't know. When the spam call has the same area code as your phone number, how are they allowed to do that? I don't understand.
I don't know. I agree.
I got, let's see, over the weekend... So starting Friday night, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, probably 12 spam calls, all from the 636 area code, which is not my area code.
But it's still going to make you take pause and go like, oh, maybe this is someone whose contact I don't have saved.
All of them have the same 720 first three numbers. And then the last four are all just randomly different. They're all just, so I don't know how this works. I don't know if this is a hacked thing where they're just putting in fake numbers, even though that's not it, or if somebody's actually signed up for these numbers and they got all the 720 numbers and that's what they're, I don't know, but somebody's got to be able to do something about this kind of nonsense. I mean, cause you can't block it because it's going to come in as a different number the next time.
Yeah. Yeah. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. And my philosophy is basically if it's somebody that is a human or is calling me for professional reasons, you know, it's a doctor's office or whatever, they'll leave me a message.
Yes.
Not answering.
It's true.
And if you don't leave me a message, come on, that's it's on you.
What do you need a ruling on, Rach?
Okay, so there was an HOA, and this is a Halloween story. I know Halloween's over, but it's still on the, you know, the scuttlebutt could still be about Halloween. There's an HOA telling its residents that Halloween is restricted to the kids who live there. So they even set up like a checkpoint at the beginning of the neighborhood.
Wow.
And they're going to check your car and make sure you actually live in that neighborhood in order for your kids to go and partake of the trick-or-treat. I'm assuming it's a more upscale place and people are giving out the big candy bars and what have you. And so people hear about that. They want to get to the good neighborhood, so they drive in. But this neighborhood is saying, nope, it's just for our kids. What do you guys think about something like that?
I kind of get it. I don't know that I would do it, but I get it. Like, if I were that HOA, I don't think I'd be worried about enforcing it too much. But I get what they're doing.
First of all, HOAs are the devil.
Yeah.
HOAs suck. And people who volunteer for them, I have found, typically suck. That being said, I understand. Like, I get it. But I also would rather give out too many large size Hershey bars in my $3 million house, if that's what it is, than be like that.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's a good way of looking at it, Dave, is it's like you've reached this level in life to where everyone wants to come to your neighborhood because you're giving out the good stuff on Halloween. And the instinct is to be like, no, it's just for the kids who live on this street. Like, I mean, we can include everybody. I also get where Kevin's coming from, too. You know, if you do have the cool street and then everyone in town descends on your street, that can get a little out of hand. I do think doing a checkpoint at the entrance to the neighborhood and like matching up everybody's paperwork is a little crazy.
Do you even have like authority to do that just because you're an HOA?
Right.
Like, can you just stop people and say, show me your ID?
Yeah, you're not allowed to knock on that door and ask for candy. You're breaking the law.
I'm not sure. I'm not a lawyer, but I didn't think just random people could stop you and demand your ID.
You know what else I've been thinking of for the past couple of days? Halloween is one of the few things that our society has left where it's like, all right, for the most part, everyone is just acting right and we don't have to put a bunch of rules in place. There's a lot of social trust when it comes to Halloween. Still.
Yeah, for sure.
There's not a lot of social trust when it comes to any other area of life, but we have still preserved Halloween to the point of like, yeah, we're kind of going to leave it up to the children to decide when they think they're too old to be going door to door. And if you get a kid that seems a little too old, I guess give them some candy anyway, because there could be something else going on. But just the fact that there's still nuance and still like, again, the social trust is still intact for us to be able to do this. I mean, that's positive news.
How funny, maybe I just thought it was funny, but how funny was the Ring camera video I sent you guys?
That was great.
From the house? We had two little, I sent that to my niece, Ora, and she said they're the baddest mofos in the 636.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't have been more than 10. And they're maybe a little less than that, two boys. And there was candy out front, but they didn't see it. So they came to the door. And they're being typical 10-year-old boys. The one kid screams into the door, I want candy!
Yeah.
And then one of them goes, I gotta pee. And the other one said, I gotta pee too, but he used the other word for pee, which we're not supposed to say in the air. And then one kid said something, and he goes, how do you think I feel? I'm effing Wolverine! And then it's just like, oh my God, these two are having the time of their lives.
It was great.
Just cussing and needing to pee and screaming into people's entry doors.
Dude,
and
it was so great. That made me happy.
Yeah.
Like, kids are kids.
Oh, and then
that was us at 10. I mean, that was exactly what we were doing.
My favorite part was the loudest one as they both walked away. And then I think he thought he heard some movement at the door. So he ran back over the door and went, nothing.
Really funny. I saw a thing today. You know, I'm always looking at things for Alzheimer's and memory and all that. And a new study says that if you eat dark chocolate, the mental benefits last for hours. Like, it enhances your memory and enhances your creativity. So dark chocolate. There you go.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. So, Will Smith, the catcher for the Dodgers, hasn't been in six World Series.
No.
A. Will Smith. Have you seen all this?
Well, there's a left-handed pitcher named Will Smith who played on a bunch of playoff teams.
Evidently, because
he would change teams every year.
Evidently, there's been a Will Smith win the last six World Series.
Yeah, because the other one, I think he was with the Royals. Yeah, it's not this guy because the Dodgers have only won two, and he's only played for the Dodgers.
Right, but a Will Smith has won in the last 6 years.
Yeah, there's a left-handed pitcher named Will Smith also who I believe is now retired.
It's kind of interesting.
But he was on, like, every team because they would trade for him at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a good relief pitcher. Like he did it. You know, he had a pretty solid career, but he was. I think he started it with. I think he was with the Royals when they won in 2015. I don't know, maybe not. But he ended up being with Houston 1 year. He was with the Rangers the year that they won the World Series. Yeah, the Braves before that. So yeah.
Andrew, are you a Mr. Pibb guy?
Not really. I prefer the doc for doctor's orders. Mm.
Coca-Cola's bringing it back after 24 years.
Whoa.
Pibb's been gone 24 years?
Pibb's around.
No, they replaced it with Pibb Extra.
Oh,
interesting.
So this is Mr. Pibb. This is more formal Pibb.
Gotcha.
I guess I knew there was a difference, but I never really thought about it. So what's the difference? Does it say?
It has 30% more caffeine than Pibb Extra.
Whoa. Wait,
but Extra has less?
Extra has less?
The world's upside down.
This is insanity.
You got to look for the... I learned recently, because Andrew and I are always talking about the difference between Coke Zero and Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what makes you choose one, this and this? Coke Zero has less caffeine than Diet Coke, too. So something to keep in mind while making your choices.
What is the Pibb?
It's Coke's version of Dr. Pepper. It's Coke's answer to it.
Okay.
They taste pretty similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This article is describing it as a spicy cherry soda.
All right.
It's a spicy cherry soda.
What's your ruling on this? Did you guys see the Katy Perry cake thing?
What?
No.
So Katy Perry, who I just can't stand. I don't even have a good reason. I just can't stand her.
I did love the videos from her last tour, though. They were hilarious.
What
of
do you
her
mean?
Terrible dancing.
Of her all the memes.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely low effort.
Go, girl, give us nothing.
Yeah, low effort dancing and performing.
So at her latest concert, a woman and her two daughters baked her a big cake, bigger than the one you guys got me for my 25th. So a big sheet cake that they made specially for her. And so Katy Perry blows out the candles, immediately picks it up, and throws it at one of her staff members, who ducks, and it just goes shattering all over the floor. So people are like, what a D. What an absolute jerk.
It is rude and ungrateful, yes.
Well, why?
Why is it rude?
No, why would you do that?
Because she's Katy Perry.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think she thought it'd be funny to hit her coworker in the face with a giant cake.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just
that
watching.
That can be funny.
I'm watching the video now, and that went about as well as that concert tour.
I bet Justin Trudeau told her to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you know
I forgot.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, she's all in the limerence.
Those two are hanging out and doing goodness
Take
knows
it easy.
What.
Take it easy. What?
Where were we going?
Where
with
are we
that?
Going?
I don't know.
They're smashing cake all the time.
But as soon as those two get alone, I don't even know.
Props.
I bet he kisses her right on the lips.
I'll say props to the dance team though, because they just ate that cake right off the floor. Good for them.
Did they?
Well, at least they cook a couple. I think they're just performing, but whatever.
I would have run on stage and grabbed a piece. I think.
It looks like it happened backstage.
Yeah, it was underneath the stadium.
Which makes, like, if it was on stage, you'd be like, okay, rock and roll, throw the cake.
Yeah,
right.
Fun,
but,
cute,
but, yeah, you're just doing that for your friends? That's weird.
Also, one more complaint about celebrities.
Yes.
Heidi Klum is known for her Halloween costume, right?
Yes.
I feel this way about every Halloween costume. If you go and have something professionally done, and you spend a ton of money and a ton of time in a makeup chair, I don't think that is nearly as cool as people who just come up with something on their own and it's clever.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Totally.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
So what? You have $3,000 that you can pay someone to put you in a costume. So what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. I agree completely.
You're 100% right.
Ludicrous. Like, okay, good for you. You have money. Congrats. You didn't make the costume. You didn't do the work. If you're the one that does the work, that's when I'm impressed.
Oh, yes. No, if Heidi Klum's doing the work, yeah, then she's
like
got
if
me.
If she put that makeup on herself and did all that, good for her, man.
Yeah. All right, we all agree. We've seen the rise, we've seen the fall. DGS, can I share my tale of woe from that last break?
Yes.
So, not feeling good today. I haven't been feeling very good lately. Just figuring it out. Could be that it's literally 82 degrees in this studio for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Doesn't help. It's really oppressive. And there are two bathrooms here. One is the executive bathroom, the one-holer, right by where I share an office with Rach. Then there's the normal bathroom that has a couple of stalls, a couple of urinals.
Yeah.
So I had to go to the bathroom, real bathroom, kind of almost like I don't feel good bathroom, right?
Oh, yeah.
I need a little privacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I go to the executive bathroom, and because it's 82 degrees in here, you can't go in there because they have giant hoses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And things
that's
hooked
over by
up
the
in there.
The technical room where it needs to stay cold. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So that bathroom is, I can't go. You can't shut the door.
All right.
So I go to the normal bathroom where you go.
Yeah.
And as you know.
You make it sound like I make it worse.
No. But you're familiar.
Where you go.
You're familiar.
Yes.
Whenever they clean it.
They don't.
It smells like someone put cologne on a dead body. Mm. It's just like, it's just covering it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, when they first clean it, it's bleach. Like, that's
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And good, because that's what it needs.
I think I need some bleach right now. Sheesh.
Yeah, see, I think what you got is, because nobody comes on the weekends, what you've got is the Monday version pre-cleaning.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yep.
I saw a really interesting TikTok. It was a nun who's probably about my age, maybe a little bit older. And, of course, she's just, you know, clean, washed face, no makeup. She's a nun. And she was talking about that one of the reasons she went into, what's it called?
The nun.
The nunnery?
The nun.
Convent?
Convent.
Convent. I don't even think she's in a convent. What's that called when you go into that kind of service?
The...
Going straight up nun?
Popping the habit?
Nunchucks?
I think it's the convent. That's where they live.
Nun mode.
Yeah.
Nunkin' Donuts?
Sisterhood.
There you go. That's about as good as we've had.
That's good. I like that.
So anyway, she said, one of the reasons I went into it was for this. So I never had to worry about my appearance. So I never had to worry about aging, anything other than naturally. And it made sense to me.
Yeah, very much.
I think I'm going to be a nun.
Well,
that's one thing. Yeah, I mean, part of the perks of like just knowing exactly how you're, not exactly because you could get moved around and such, but knowing exactly what you are committing to and knowing the boundaries of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be extremely appealing. And I'm sure that's a huge reason why a lot of them do it. It's just like, this is what I want to do. It simplifies things
in a way. I saw a story about a guy. I got the timing off a little bit. I think he passed away now. But he was dropped off at a monastery when he was a baby and lived his entire life there. And he never saw a woman.
Wow. Whoa. Like not even a picture of a woman.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's got to mess with a person's head.
I don't know if you've never seen one.
Do you know about them?
I would think you'd have to.
There's mention in the... I would think. Yeah. Whatever holy book... He was studying.
What? Sure. Yeah. Do we know what kind of a monastery it was?
Yeah, like a Christian monastery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
And see, if he would have seen that no makeup nun, he'd have been smitten.
He'd have lost his mind.
Lost his mind.
What a freaking hottie he would have said about that nun.
He's taking a little far.
Yeah, that was a step far.
This is why I'll never get in trouble.
I know.
What a thought the nun was a freaking hottie.
I could say the most terrible thing and Andrew be like, plus one. Welcome back, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
SDGS. Good news, bad news. Bad news is we're having a little technical difficulty getting Bernie Miklas on. We're just going to call him, so we'll have him momentarily. The good news is it's up to 84 degrees in the studio.
Man.
We have Bernie ready.
Okay. Awesome. Hello, Bernie.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, you know, just use the old-fashioned telephone.
Yeah.
Go old school.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Who needs this damn technology, right?
So let's start out with the World Series. Maybe it was because this was my year of falling back in love with baseball, and I was so into it that my family's making fun of me. But I thought this was one of the best World Series just overall, all seven games that I've ever seen.
You know, a lot of baseball pundits and fans were, you know, declaring it to be the best ever. And I'm not pushing back on that. I would just need a lot of time to really think about it.
Yeah.
But during my lifetime, it was certainly on the short list, the very short list of the best World Series I've watched. I thought it was fabulously entertaining with a lot of twists and turns, extra innings, pivot points, things coming down to one moment. I mean, it was just great stuff.
Especially
really great stuff.
Like the last couple, three games where it's like Yamamoto, Scherzer, Ohtani, just like they're just out there, man. I was almost like they were playing Sandlot, you know, like, hey, Ohtani, come out, it's a seventh inning, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you just never knew like who was going to step up, because it was like just like Miguel Rojas. I mean, he's basically the Dodgers 26th man.
Yeah.
Yet he hits the home run to keep their season alive when they were down to two outs. I mean, stuff like that. And you know, dudes like Kike Hernandez. I mean, guys are not star players at all. I mean, I think the Dodgers' depth showed up in this this World Series. And you know, but this is where having money really pays off, because if you look at what they paid the four starting pitchers this season, and I don't care, they can spend their money as they want, but those four starters, you know, pitched a lot of innings during the postseason and basically carried them because the bullpen was so off. And what Yamamoto did was, I mean, listen, you know, Bob Gibson in that era, that's gone. So we can't really compare today to then. But for this era, what Yamamoto did in Game 6 and then coming back in game seven and giving him 2 2/3. Like, he pitched the most innings for the Dodgers, not only in game six, but also in game seven.
Yeah. And there were so many moments, right? I mean, you mentioned the Miguel Rojas home run. You're at the bottom of the order, and what we're all thinking and texting is, well, make sure nobody's on base for Ohtani, right? And then this guy hits a ball into the seats. He didn't even start a game in this series until game six.
And it was a hunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the people that who thinks analytics, the word analytics is the work of Satan and all that stuff, they got to love, they've never better say a bad word about Dave Roberts again, because he made a whole bunch of hunch moves, you know, where he was going with his gut. Like, I'm going to move this guy down in lineup. I'm going to play this guy. I'm going to start Rojas. I mean, a lot of gut moves where, you know, in today's baseball, maybe you don't see that as much as you used to. And I found it refreshing. Like, he knows his guys, and he's like, I know these players. I know this guy is ready. I have a feeling I'm going to use him. So I love that kind of stuff. And I really thought John Schneider, who I like a lot, I don't think he had a good final couple games in the series. But
I'd agree. Yeah.
Whatever, you know, that happens.
Yep. Brent, where would you put Paz Hez's game series winning saving catch in the pantheon of catches?
I thought it was incredible because we've seen guys leap and get balls at the wall, you know, like that, where they're by themselves and they make an acrobatic catch. But, you know, he looked like he was in a mosh pit. He slammed into the left fielder, you know, Kike Hernandez. It's like, reminds me of my old days in Baltimore going to punk concerts. I'm in the mosh pit just slamming people, and they're all jumping on me because I was the biggest guy and I could take it. So anyway, Kike Hernandez in left field, I mean, he just got mossed like at the warning track as Pajes went up like to the stage, trying to get to the stage to get to the ball. I mean, that's the element that made it incredible, because, again, how did he maintain? I'm talking about Pajes. How did he maintain the concentration and focus when he's slamming into a teammate in real time with the whole season on the line?
Yeah, and to back up your point on these great little moves that Dave Roberts made, if that's Tommy Edman, I don't think that catch is made. I don't think he survives the contact because he's not nearly as big a man as Pajes is. He's not as tall. And Pajes at like 6'2", 6'3", makes that play. I'm not sure a 5'10 guy makes that play. So, I mean, a little thing like that, you know? And that's not a knock on Tommy. He's a hell of a player. It's just the nature of that play.
Tommy Edman's got a bad knee.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he didn't have the speed to go get it.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. He's hurt. He was playing hurt.
Yep.
But, yeah, this Dave Roberts, I mean, he made a bunch of hunch moves, and I thought it was great. I mean, just thought it was fantastic.
Bern, it's really screwing up my buddy Kevin Wheeler here, the base running mistakes that the Jays made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Awful. It was two games in a row. I mean, first it's Addison Barger in game six. You cannot get doubled off. You have to know where the outfielder's playing, and you have to know you cannot extend until you know whether it's going to be caught. Because worst case scenario, it should be second and third, two out with George Springer at the plate, but he gets doubled off, game over, you lose. And then in game seven, Byrne, and I heard Isaiah Kiner-Falefa's explanation that the coaching staff wanted him to stay close to third so he couldn't get doubled off. And so I don't know if it's the player's fault or the coaching staff's fault, but that's insane. You cannot be 2 feet off. Well, I think he was 4 feet off the bag when the pitch was reaching home. He was out by an inch. If he just has a normal secondary lead, not aggressive, just normal. And by the way,
he
if he doesn't slide, if he just runs through home plate, that's a ridiculous place to slide on. You don't slide except to slow down or avoid a tag.
Number one, it was a massive screw up, and by the player, because of what you just said, he didn't go in there running up. He went in there trying to slide. The other thing is that Tom Verducci did talk to John Schneider and some of the Blue Jays about this.
Yeah.
And yeah, the coaches were rigid about it. They were like, no, we are taking very short leads because we do not want to screw anything up by getting doubled off. So he was ordered to do that. And I think there's a time and a place to be a little safe, a little conservative. Well, you got a chance to win the freaking game. No, that's not it.
Yeah,
and then the other thing too, John Schneider. I mean, what's up with the bunting?
I don't know, man.
Why are you giving up an out to move a guy to third? He's already in position to score.
Yep.
I hate that.
Yep, I'm with you. Good call. But then again, I mean, like, that's what this World Series was. This World Series literally came down to 1 inch.
Right.
1 inch on that play at home plate in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays win. And then, obviously, it took all the other craziness for the Dodgers to turn it around.
The other thing that was interesting to me is that the Dodgers basically survived their own offense. If you look at the old guys, Freeman, Betts, Muncy, Teoscar, Hernandez, Kike, those guys were on fumes. Yep. I mean, in the World Series, they collectively batted something like 195. I mean, they were on fumes. Long season, a lot of innings. And also the postseason last year, where they went the distance. And I think given the fact that they had a shaky bullpen, the fact that their core players, and let's face it, Ohtani, understandably, he was on fumes as well.
Yep, yep.
So they had their biggest guys in that lineup who were on fumes, and they had every reason in the world to lose that World Series, but they didn't. And part of it was Dave Roberts with the hunch moves. A big part of it was obviously Yamamoto, and then a big part of it was Toronto screwing up. And I love Toronto, but they screwed up.
Yep.
So I know the fact is that the Blue Jays were in last place last year and then an inch away from the World Series this year. Rather than saying, can the Cardinals do that, let me ask, in what way are the Jays different from year to year than the Cardinals would be from 25 to 26?
Well, Vlad Guerrero, Bo Bichette, George Springer. Who else we got?
So did
we
really underplay last year?
They did, yeah. Yeah.
They did. Yeah. They also lost their bullpen was really bad. They lost a lot of one-run games, and it just kind of fell apart on him. It was just one of those years. But yeah, they had franchise pieces there, though. They just had to fill in around them, and they just had to just get a better pitching performance, which they did. Although I didn't think, Jeff Hoffman, I hate to say this, I'm not surprised that he gave up that game-winning home run. That dude gave up a lot of bombs this year.
Yeah, he gave up the most home runs of any reliever in baseball, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so it's...
The Cardinals, they've got to establish a nucleus where you have your core nucleus, the guys that are going to carry you for the most part. They with all due respect to them, I mean, they don't have anywhere near the core nucleus that the Blue Jays had. Even in a bad season, the Blue Jays had it. Plus, Bo Bichette was messed up physically and things like that last year, too.
Right, right.
So, but they've got so many good hitters.
So, shout out Mason Winn. That's the way it should have been, but very good.
Well, absolutely. And, I did a video on this. This wasn't just a good gold glove season and, pat him on the back and everything else. This was a historically great defensive season by a shortstop, one of the best in the history of baseball. They've been giving out the gold glove since 1957. And Mason Winn, among shortstops, and there's over 1,000 of them who had seasons where they played 1,000 or more innings, in 1 year. So there's 1,150 guys that played at least 1,000 innings at shortstop. He's fourth in terms of fielding percentage, fourth out of 1,150. He made only 3 errors. Since they started giving out the gold gloves in 1957, he is only one of 7 shortstops, to be charged with 3 errors or less. He's one of 7 out of 1,150 shortstops.
That's
crazy, man.
I am not comparing myself to Mason Winn, okay? But anyone out there who has played baseball to any degree, especially an infielder, you know how impossible that is. Just bad hops, not feeling great that day. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before, Bernie, on Rush Hour Sports, but what makes Winn even more spectacular when it comes to his consistency is he's not one of those guys that doesn't get to much and therefore only gets to somewhat regular or easy routine plays. He gets to everything. And guys that get to everything do tend to make a few more errors because those everything plays are difficult. And he didn't have any problem with that. That's amazing.
No, that's the thing about him. He does get to everything. He's got exceptional range and he's got the rocket launcher for an arm.
Yeah.
And the arm wouldn't matter if he was just an inefficient fielder, he wasn't getting the balls, or he's a wild thrower and all this stuff. He's so clinically sound. He's so precise. His efficiency is through the roof. And that's the only way you can have a season where you get charged with three errors, but really, it's just incredible to think he's got the fourth best fielding percentage among regular shortstops since they started the Gold Gloves in 1957.
All right, buddy, tell us about Saliga.
And he did it at a very young age. I mean, a very young age.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
252 DGS. So, pundits on the right are being called racist by pundits on the right.
Oh?
Yes. Ben Shapiro is going after Tucker Carlson hard, saying that he's absolutely the worst of Republicanism, and mad that he platformed Nick Fuentes, who's evidently picking up a lot of steam.
Why?
Why what? Because he's anti-Semitic.
Everything about him is awful. Why would anybody want to put more of that on their airwaves?
Yeah, evidently Tucker Carlson's taken with the young man. And then Dinesh D'Souza said that the Republican Party really stepped in it when they were racist to Ramaswamy, and that people are leaving in droves.
Well, we'll see.
We shall see.
I've seen such predictions before. They don't tend to hold up.
There is something really interesting. I'm not involved in the far right.
Yeah.
you know, the Charlie Kirks and Dick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson and Candace Owen and all that. Probably more so than usual just because I see it on TikTok a lot now. But yeah, there's a real battle going on for the heart and soul of that.
It's fascinating that anybody that wants to be... this is not... Mainstream's not the right word. That wants to convince enough people to come along that you're going to include a Nick Fuentes, who I would think his belief system is probably held by maybe 5% of people.
Probably about right.
Yeah, it is interesting, though, to see how the way we tolerate that has shifted. I remember when Joe Biden was president, President Donald Trump welcomed Nick Fuentes to a dinner at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah,
and
that was
a huge deal. It was one of the main nails in the coffin for Kanye West, because Kanye was the one who brought him to the dinner. And just the fact that Kanye was associating with this person, so many people were like, okay, I'm done. I can never listen to your music ever again. This is it. And now he's just become more and more palatable. That's the way it happens, is you start with these like vile, horrible ideas and everyone, well, for the most part, polite society will condemn you. But then you keep getting platformed, and suddenly it's like, well, let's have him on the pod. He'll be a good guest. And suddenly he's like driving policy. I'm not saying he's driving policy right now. I'm just saying that's kind of the next step, is you've normalized this person. What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah. It's amazing. As someone who makes their living talking, like, I've seen more Nick Fuentes in the last 2 months than I've ever seen in my entire life. He's good at what he does. Like, it really is a reminder that if you are a good talker, if you are passionate and articulate and have a thing about you, you can convince people of some pretty crazy things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.